guess what? We have a Hiking Radio Network trading post now. At the trading post, you can find t-shirts and hoodies and coffee cups with your favorite show's logo on it. Yes, you can find some Hiking Unfiltered things there. I'm so excited about that. But you can also find one with Mighty Blue on the Appalachian Trail. You can find just Hiking Radio Network and anything that you buy there on the Hiking Radio Network trading post does go to help support our shows and help us to bring you more content. So thank you in advance for doing some retail therapy. Check it out. There'll be a link for you in the show notes. Hey guys, I know we all really love to put those miles in on the trail. And even if you have amazing trail runners, the best boots on the planet, you're still going to have foot pain. Let's be honest. Anytime you do that kind of serious hiking with, you know, 20 or more extra pounds on your back, your feet are going to tell you about it. One of the things that I have found recently that I love to use is Myoderm. Myoderm is a CBD-infused cream that you can use for pain relief. My favorite is the foot cream because my feet feel it when I do these long hikes. And I don't want to give up the hiking. It's literally half an ounce. So it's something that is not going to take up a bunch of your pack to take this along. But oh my gosh, at the end of a long day of hiking and you get to peel those socks off and give yourself a nice foot rub, your feet are going to thank you for it. I know mine do. It's not greasy, which is kind of a big deal to me. I don't like using greasy stuff on my skin. And this absorbs very quickly. Treat your feet right. There's going to be a link for you in the show notes. It's myoderm.com. Make sure you use the coupon code HIKING at checkout and you'll get 20% off your first order. It does help support the show, so thank you for that in advance. Back to the show. Welcome to Hiking Unfiltered, getting real on the trail. I am Courtney, aka Unfiltered, and we're here to explore the trails together. We'll dive into not just the how-to of hiking, but also the why. Welcome. Welcome to episode number 45 of Hiking Unfiltered, Getting Real on the Trail. I am Unfiltered, and today I'm going to be talking with Pesto. Pesto is a female hiker who has gone out on multiple trails by herself, which I find very admirable. So we're going to be talking today with Pesto and answering the question, how do you let yourself go alone on a hike?
So welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell me first, I always like to start with your trail name. How did you get the trail name of Pesto?
All right. Drive Turkey knows this. I know you had him on and we're friends, but he was actually in the shower when this happened. So it was the second day on the Pinhoti Trail and I'm at the Pinhoti Outdoor Center, the POC. And Kim offers to get everybody Chick-fil-A, but I'm like, no, I already like started cold soaking my noodles. I'll just have that. And I had planned to have pesto because me thinking, so I used to love to eat pesto like on the stove. And so like, oh, you know, I just add like, you know, the oil and water just like you're supposed to on the stove. But instead I just like won't cook it. Or even if I did cook it, it would be the same, right? No. And secondly, I like had cold soaked a portion of noodles, not for like the whole packet of pesto, but for like half the packet or something. And I was like just chatting away and I just dumped the whole packet of pesto in there and I was like, well, I'm committed. And so I dumped the whole thing of olive oil and I'm like, well, here we go. And then this woman named Chatterbox, she's like, I think you're eating your trail name. And I was like, what, pesto? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's fitting. Because it was also really disgusting, but I finished it. Yeah. I said, waste makes haste. I can't do it. I could have totally thrown it out. I had so much food on me for that first trip.
Well, I think that happens to all of us. My husband went out in March on the Pinhoti, and after, I don't know what it was, day three or something like that, he just ditched a whole bunch of food. Oh, like, that was, I don't know why, it was like 7 pounds of food that I didn't even touch. It was stupid.
It's ridiculous what we'll do.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're all, and especially when you're out there hiking and everything, you like, for me anyway, one of the biggest fears is not having enough water and, you know, not having enough fuel to where it's like you're dragging when you're supposed to be hiking or whatever. So, yeah. So tell me, how long have you been hiking? When did you get started?
Great question. I started hiking my sophomore year of high school. I grew up in Western New York, but we didn't really hike a lot. We spent a lot of time in the woods because, like, our dad forced us to, but, like, for labor and not for, like, recreational outdoor stuff. I mean, we spent time on Lake Erie and stuff like that, but then we moved to the South and eventually popped over to Georgia. We started going on day hikes. I was on Pinterest and I saw all these hikes in Georgia. I was like, oh my God, this looks so beautiful. And so I kind of like dragged my whole family into hiking. And the Amicalola Approach Trail was actually the first time I ever saw anything that had to do with the AT. And I was like, I want to do that. And then we only did a mile of the Approach Trail, but I was like, I wonder where this goes, you know? And it was just, that's what kind of kickstarted the whole thing. So gotcha. not very long. I mean, long enough. So maybe like 7-8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Have you mainly concentrated in like the southeastern portion of the country, or have you had a chance to go out and check out some other areas?
Mostly the southeast, just because that's where I live. And that's where it's easiest to get to, especially when you're a full-time college student and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to school now?
No, I graduated a year before I did the AT.
Okay, yes. Gotcha. So what year was it that you did the AT?
This year. I just got off trail this past August, August 4th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, and it's funny, I probably should have done a little bit of research before we got on mic, but
that's all right.
that's the way I roll. Mm-hmm. So, when did you start? Like, what time of year did you start on the 18th?
Technically, I started on accident January 31st, I think. But I was really trying to start February 2nd to get to 222. So I spent 2 days doing the approach trail. Yeah, an 7 mile long trail. I did it in 2 days. Right. It was fun.
So tell me about your experience. Did you start out intending to go solo and possibly find some trail family along the way? Did you start out with anybody? Tell me about that.
Yeah. I intended to pretty much do the whole thing solo, especially start solo. And I figured if I meet someone that I vibe with on the way, that'll be cool. And I did. I hiked with my friend Kosti for 1,300 miles. And then I first met him in the Smoky Mountains, right past Clingman's Dome. And we split ways around Pennsylvania. Yeah, I just had a deadline I had to make. And so I just had to take off from there. But we hiked together for a while. And we also bounced around this like trail couple, Mismatch. And I always confuse his name. Man, I'm not going to remember it. I'm drawing a blank. I don't think he'll ever listen, but I don't. Yeah. You might be like, wow, how could you? Oh, Catfish. There you go.
Mismatch and Catfish.
Yeah. So we all kind of hiked around each other for a while, from like near Hot Springs ish to, also about Pennsylvania, New Jersey border.
Gotcha. Yeah. Did you have a favorite section of trail that just for whatever reason felt more special to you or magical to you than any other area?
I think Southern Vermont. It was like, so kind of a flashback when I first started hiking, I think it was my sophomore year of high school, I discovered the Long Trail. And interestingly, I wanted to do that trail first. Like, I was like, man, I really want to do the Long Trail one day. And also, funnily, I don't think I, no, just kidding. But sorry. My ADHD in my brain is like, beep, boop, beep. Yeah, but so I wanted the long trail first, but I ended up doing the AT first, funnily. But I think I answered your question. What was your, you're my favorite part of the trail, the Southern Vermont. I'm so sorry.
Squirrel. That's okay. I do the same thing.
Oh my God. And then of course, like, I think when I got to the North, I gained such an appreciation for this, like, Southern Appalachians, like Appalachians, Appalachians.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, right. I'm definitely an Appalachian trail type person, but I think Southern Appalachia is another, it's like the name of that region. But I gained a newer sense of appreciation for the southern half of the trail, and because I am a tree person, I know my trees pretty well, and I like my open forest. And when I got up to like northern Vermont, New Hampshire especially, and then like southern Maine and even some parts of northern Maine, it was just like really thick vegetation, and I just felt claustrophobic. And I was like, I like my open forest. I want to get below like tree level. Where is that? So the whites were hard for me because the whites were really thick when you're not on top of the, you know, rocks.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wow. So, and have you completed the Pinhoti?
No, I did the first 111 miles, and 100 of those were with 100 or 95 of those were with Jive Turkey.
Okay.
We met on a Pinhoti.
Gotcha. And I think you also did the Foothills trail.
Yes, right? I did that the November before my hike. So November 2021.
Okay. Yeah. That's a trail that's on my radar. I was actually meant to go this last summer in July. We were going to go.
Ooh. That would be hot.
Yeah, I had a few people say, that's going to be toasty.
Yeah.
We didn't end up going. As it turned out, my husband, I was teasing him the other day. I said he came up lame. He ended up with this like knot on the side of his knee, and we didn't get to go. We did something else instead. Mm-hmm. We ended up in Polk County, Tennessee instead. But we might still now go out for the week of Thanksgiving and try to get that one done. But if we do it at Thanksgiving, it's going to be challenging for another reason, because we're probably taking Gryffindor with us, who is my, will be next week, 7-year-old son.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But yeah. So tell me about the Foothills Trail, because that's, like I said, it's on my radar. What did you love about it? What did you not love about it?
I don't think I didn't like many things about it. I loved it so much.
I've only heard good things about that trail.
Excellent.
So.
I mean, they have a couple like decent climbs, especially if you're not in hiking shape. Like I did it pretty much not in hiking shape. I had like a couple years long of doing like active field work, but I would kind of like also just got done being a student. But some good climbs, but I did it in the first week of November, and it was absolutely gorgeous. The leaves were turning, lots of waterfalls. The weather was pretty nice. It was great. Even like I got rain on, I think the third day, and I ended up pulling like a 20-mile day on the third day. And it was just like really, like, especially that third day, it was like such nice terrain. I think I did like 15 or 16 miles the first day, and then maybe 13 the second, and then 20, 22 the third day, and then maybe I have that mixed up a little bit, but I did it in 5 days. But it was just really beautiful terrain. Like, you go around a lake, lots of bridges. Your feet will never get wet unless it's raining out. It's just really beautiful. Couple, like, narrow trail sections, but other than that, like, no bad things to say about it. Like 1200 out of 10. I recommend it. Like I would do it again. If I had 5 to 7 days off work, I'd totally do it again.
Yeah. So where are you now that you've completed, you know, one of your goal trails, what do you plan to do now? Are you reintegrating back into, like, you know, the normal
unfortunately
life or
I've got some student loans to pay back, but hopefully that Biden deal will come in clutch very soon. And I just got, you know, and if anything, I just have to save up for my next trail. And I'm already, like I said, maybe 5 years, I think about doing another long trail. But I think if I can make it happen, it's going to be a lot sooner than 5 years. I'm already like itching. Yeah. I'm itching to get out there again. I miss it every single day. I would definitely like to finish up the Fenjodi Trail. I've got a lot of interest on the Mountains to See Trail in North Carolina. I recently watched a 2019 thru-hiker, AT thru-hiker do the Laurel, I think it's Laurel Falls or Laurel something trail in Pennsylvania. That's another like five-ish day hike. And then long trail-wise, I think CDT would be next to get more of like an isolative experience and just kind of like be really alone and have like such grandeur of beauty. I don't know. Yeah, so that's on my radar, those trails.
Yeah, and on that trail, you spend a lot of time in, like, wide open.
Mm-hmm. That would be something I'd have to contemplate more because I think I was out running today after work, and I'm like, man, the sun really, like, it's not even that hot out. But the sun just, like, kills me, just the exposure part of it. But I think I'd have to find a way to get used to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, that's so... almost polar opposite of the AT.
Yeah, but it's so vast and expanse and gotta be beautiful. But yeah, I think the CDT is just so vast and expansive. You know, it would just be so beautiful.
Have you ever been west of the Mississippi or have you always been on this side of the country?
I was actually born in California and I've been back out west a couple of times, just like as a kid. And then when I was in like 20, we did like a girls trip around like San Diego and LA, just like camping at whatever like metropolitan campsites there were, 'cause that was the cheapest option.
Right.
But, oh, and then we went to Colorado once. Oh, and then I did live in Texas for about a year and we did hiking in Big Bend and I didn't think that there was really much altitude down there. But the altitude kicked my butt. So that would be another thing I'd have to kind of think about, too, would be the altitude of the Midwest and how to deal with that. Because it was tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's a, I mean, the Continental Divide is that's no joke on altitude.
For sure.
I personally haven't, or at least not that I remember, haven't hiked probably any higher than, I don't know, somewhere in the 8,000s.
Oh, wow.
You know, out in the Sierras. But yeah, when you're not used to it, or maybe even if you have been used to it for a minute, it just takes so much energy.
Yeah, I imagine just trying to, like, your lungs working so hard for that thin air up there.
Yeah. And of course, when that much more energy means you're that much hungrier.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. It's like, I'd always get so hungry when we were out there at that level. But so tell me about what it has been like for you going out solo. Because so many people that I have talked to have gone into the experience of going out on a trail alone with the intention of going alone. I've talked to several women that have done that, and women specifically. Men go out alone too, but for some reason, there's just a little bit more trepidation, you know? Well, not for some reason. I know what the reasons are. There's more trepidation, you know, when a woman's walking out there in the woods by herself. Because we're just like, from, you know, this tall, like, you don't go into the woods by yourself. Right. So the big bad wolf is out there, right? Okay. So tell me about your process with that. Did you feel like you had to overcome any fear for you to go out there just solo? Or do you feel like you're just already balls to the wall kind of person?
Definitely a balls to the wall kind of person. When I went on my first solo backpacking trip, which actually was the approach trail, I just hiked from Amicalo to Springer, and that's when I made the decision right then and there that I wanted to through hike the AT. But I remember doing that, and my dad had so much like fear for me, and I'm like, why? And I went out with the jankiest like Walmart setup. It was so funny when I look back at it, even to this day. I had my sleeping bag strapped to the outside of my pack with like rope. It was crazy. But I mean, I think it was like for any woman who are listening, it's just getting out there that first night and just doing it and knowing that like at the end of the day, you're 99% likely going to be okay. And you're 99% that much safer in the woods than you are in any sort of urban environment, especially major cities. I get the fear, you know, like, cause in my head, like that first night, I remember twig snap. Oh my God, there's a mountain lion out there, you know, a bear, I don't know. And it was like May as well. So, but I mean, no, cause every other backpacking trip I had done before the AT was solo. Aside from the Art Loeb Trail, and I did the first day and a half of the Foothills Trail with my dad, trying to get my dad out there, but I didn't work out too well. he didn't listen to my advice. Yeah, but no, I mean, I think because I had all that prior experience and I dealt with like mama bear and her cubs by myself before once. I think that it set me up very well for doing the AT, starting off alone. And I did finish it alone. I kind of grouped out with a couple people a couple of different times towards the end there. But I ultimately summited alone. That was cool.
Yeah, I bet.
You can't let your doubts ruin whatever sort of goal you have in your mind, because you are the only person that holds yourself back is like your inner fears and inner doubts. So like if I had let, you know, the thought of, oh my God, I can't go out there by myself. What am I thinking? And that would have been nuts. And I wouldn't have even, maybe not even started, especially as early as I did. There weren't many people, let alone females out there. And then, yeah, so just got to do it.
So before we got on mic, I asked if you'd be willing to do the lightning round. Are you ready for the lightning round?
Let's do it.
First lightning round question, what's your favorite snack in your, besides pesto, what's your favorite snack in your pack?
Dang, that's a good question. I don't even think I know the answer to that. What is one thing that I always had? Oh, I like those fig bars, not the newts, but they're something else. They're like blueberry and strawberry flavored. I can't remember what they're called, but.
Like the Nutribars kind of thing?
They're similar to that, but they're like a little bit higher quality and thicker and heavier. But they, I don't know, they're like 200 calories and they just always kind of hold me over pretty well.
Oh, I think I know the one you're talking about. Is it the kind, it's
Nature's
the like
Bakery.
Nature's?
Yeah, yes. Yes. I think those are probably my favorite because I never really got sick and tired of those on the trail.
Better than Pop-Tarts, that's for sure. Do you like to hike in trail runners or boots?
Trail runners.
What kind of trail runners do you like?
I love the Ultra Temp 2s. I really like the 1.5s too, but they discontinued, honestly, both of them. But it's the 2s I like a lot as well. And the 4s, but the 4s kind of blew out in New Hampshire, so now I have some mixed feelings about them.
Have you always hiked in trail runners, or did you ever actually do boots?
I think I started like initially in boots, and then I started listening to Backpacker Radio and they both were trail runners, so I was like, oh, I'll wear trail runners. And gotcha. They worked.
Gotcha. Okay. Hammock or tent?
Tent.
Okay. And what's your favorite trail name that you've heard out there on the trail?
Spitfire.
Spitfire. All right, tell me about Spitfire.
She was a woman I met. Man, where did I meet her? I think around Maryland I met her. Maryland, Connecticut area. But I mean, we didn't really hike over each other for a long time. I just liked her name. She was like, I think she was in her 50s or so, but she was just a woman hiker who just had a cool trail name. And yeah, there is a large tramway on the trail kind of bouncing around both of us. So we kind of talked about that a little bit. And then I think she was hiking with her brother, but we just had a couple conversations and her name just happened to be one of the coolest names I've heard.
Okay. When you're on the trail, if you're getting bored and you're not talking to anybody and you feel like listening to something, what do you listen to? Podcasts, books, or music?
I bounce between podcasts, ebook, and there's this artist, Florence the Machine. She came out with a really amazing album when I was on the trail, and that just kind of like became my album for the rest of my hike from like, I don't even know where on the trail to the end. It was like in the last quarter or so, but yeah. So between those three, music, podcast, and just like an ebook, because I never actually finished it.
Gotcha. All right. So do you like to use an app for your navigation when you're on trail, or do you go old school with a physical map?
Oh man, I just use Far Out.
Okay. How about caffeination? Do you like to take coffee or tea on the trail?
Coffee was my main thing for most of the trail. And then towards the end, I was getting tired of like terrible coffee, and I packed out tea bags. And then I kind of like, I would drink those as like an extra support system in like the middle of the day.
Gotcha. When you need that little extra boost, turbo boost. Gotcha. What's the next trail that you want to explore?
I think Mount Sissi Trail. It seems the most feasible. It takes about a month to do. So probably that trail.
Do you think on that one, are you going to go east or west-east or the other way around?
Probably. It would be cool to end at the ocean.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't explored that one at all.
Yeah. But,
Jester, who also has a podcast on the Hiking Radio Network, she's a caretaker on that trail now.
Oh, neat.
Pump or squeeze filter?
Squeeze, for sure.
Yeah, they're way more convenient. I've only had, our first hike out, we took a pump filter, which was great until I dropped the filter.
Oh, no.
Correct the filter, which is one of the reasons why my trail name is Unfiltered, but only one.
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
Yeah. So how is it that you want to continue to be or to become more unfiltered in your life?
I have been listening to, and I started watching this Netflix movie called The Minimalist, but I've been kind of looking into more of a minimalist lifestyle, especially because like I have a small room right now. It's kind of, and also like the trail put into perspective all the things that like I need and I don't need. Like I don't have a TV in my room. That's very common for people my age, or like of every age, just for them to have a TV. But I'm like, I have my phone and my laptop. That is plenty of technology. I don't need anything else. So kind of learning to live with less and staying organized in that way as well, because I just am. I mean, you've already seen how my brain works. It's just chaos in here. So kind of a less chaotic way of life. And ironically, I've just been insanely busy the past, like, since I've been off trail. But minimalism, looking into that.
That's a great answer. You know what? I don't think I've ever had anybody give me that answer before, that was how they were trying to become more unfiltered, was just being minimalizing and pulling away from technology. But that's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you the best of luck in your next endeavors, and hopefully you'll get that opportunity to get out there on one of those longer trails sooner rather than later. Cause you know, it's like, it's funny. I was talking to somebody else recently who, just finished a trail, and it's kind of like, you want to stop, but you want to be back on trail at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, that first week back, it was like, oh, I can like just hang out. And then at some point I was like, I want to go back. I think it was like within the month, I was like, I missed the trail. Cause you see this urban bull crap that we live in, and it's just crazy. And it's like, no one understands how insane this material world is. Dixie puts it really well, you know, talk about the material world and stuff. And it's so true. It's so true. And just the society that we built up around ourselves is, I hate it. It is what it is, and it's the way of life now. But anyways, I hope I can get back out there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big part. And it's been a minute for me too, to be able to go out and sleep in the woods. It's been since July that I haven't had the opportunity to do that, but I never regret it.
Absolutely.
I never do. Sometimes I regret sleeping indoors, but I never regret sleeping in the woods.
I could not agree more.
Well, thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your time in the Matrix.
Oh my God. Thank you, you too.
Thanks.
Thank you again for joining me, Pesto. It was a delight to talk to you, and I love your story of your trail name. That's a great story. If you'd like to learn more about Pesto or follow her on Instagram, we'll have a link for you in the show notes. And we'll also have links for our sponsors in the show notes, so go check them out.
Thanks for joining me once again. If you are enjoying this podcast, or maybe it's even just the first time you've heard it, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me at hikingunfiltered@gmail.com. Tell me about your topic ideas, your guest suggestions, or maybe you would like to be a guest on the podcast. I love it if you gave me a shout out on your socials. You'll find links to my socials in the show notes. I am Hiking Unfiltered on Facebook and on Instagram. You can find me there, and I'd love to interact with you there. Can I ask you a favor? Please leave me a review, some stars, to help other people know that the podcast exists. Show them how to subscribe as well. You're going to find links in the show notes to the show sponsors that were mentioned. Go check them out. It does help support the show. That's it for this episode. Until next time, my trail family, happy trails.